rising prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Attention Lincoln leasees, Moore Motors and Carroll can help you move up with their early lease release program. If your Lincoln lease expires between April 1st and June 30th, Moore Motors will forgive up to the final three payments to help you move into a brand new 2014 or 2015 model. Call it lease pull ahead, early out, or anything else you like. But what it is an opportunity to get that 2014 or 2015 Lincoln of your dreams now. Do yourself a huge favor. Head for Moore Motors and Carroll and see me, Bill Jackson, or shop us online at themooreautogroup.com.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MC and Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
In this area, when the first thought is real estate, the second thought is Tri-County Realty. People know Tri-County Realty gets results. People know that Dale Bolzman has a great reputation for finding a home or finding a buyer for a home. So if you have been looking for that right property and haven't found it, or just trying to sell your home, farm, or resort property, you can call on Tri-County Realty of Sebring. With over 20 years of real estate experience, client confidence, and loyalty, call Dale Bolzman or any of the helpful sales staff at Tri-County Realty at 989-883-3130. That's Tri-County Realty, where they love saying sold.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen. And this is Heidi from Hard Joe's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon. We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more. You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Hard Joe's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
WLW Sports post-game show. Being joined right now with the head coach of the USA Patriots, Mark Gainforth, after taking out Lakers 54-32. And, Mark, this game, you shot out like a cannon coming out to a 20-0 lead, and just it was pretty much from that point forward all USA.
Yeah, I think if you look at the game, and we kind of created some tempo early on, and I guess that's good. I mean, Lakers a little bit shorthanded right now, so we try to take advantage of that. But really from the second quarter to the fourth quarter, it was an even game, and I think that's what we tried to tell our kids. You know, we got to get better in our half-court offense and defensively. I thought they were a little more physical than we are. So it's just always good, especially for a young team, to take bits of the game and try to improve.
That's one thing we were talking about. This is the second time that me and John have been able to watch it. We watched the Sanford Meridian game on Monday, and you have a very young team. Only one senior in this squad in Dominic Guardian. Everyone else is a junior. You're playing a lot of sophomores, even freshmen, and they do not look like freshmen and sophomores here in mid-January.
Well, I'm going to disagree a little bit. I thought our freshmen didn't play very well today. I thought, on the road, it's especially hard for underclassmen. Collectively, I think when you have a young team and you're playing a lot of guys, it's very difficult to get in the flow of the game. And I think that's kind of what happened from the second quarter on. We tried to get everybody in, try to get them some experience on the road, and sometimes you lose the flow of the game. So, yeah, we're young. That's not an excuse. It's just kind of the growing pains you go through as a, you know, high school team when you're young.
How's Aaron Sines doing as a point guard? This is a transition for him from shooting.
Well, you know, we put him in there at point because sometime, you know, during the course of the next few weeks, he's going to have to break people down off the dribble, and we wanted to spread the floor for him. So that's just another thing we're trying to work on. Dominic and Hunter Bone are really our true point guards, but if we can throw Aaron in there and try to create on his own or create a shot for somebody else, that's what we're trying to do.
Well, shooting 44% on the road at Lakers especially, it seems like everyone, unless you're from Lakers, no one likes this gym. And coming in shooting 44%, that was, I believe, the same percentage from the first half as well. Lights out pretty much from, especially Sines with 9 points at half, and he ended up with 14. But every, except for Hunter Bone and Tanner Foley, well, Tanner Foley missed a free throw. Everyone scored across the board.
Yeah, I think that's good. That's, you know, you want some balance on your team because teams are going to take away your best players. So getting other people involved is exactly what you want to do. You know, again, as a coach, you're never always happy about a lot of things. But coming to Lakers, it's been a tough place to play. I'm sure when people come to our place, they say the same thing. But we've had some heartbreaking losses here over the years, and in the locker room sometimes we remember the losses much more than the wins, but we've remembered some tough losses here in the past.
Let's take a look at the week ahead here. Next week, Wednesday, Friday, you're at Vassar and then home against Reese. You're going through the teeth of the Greater Than West.
Yeah, that's our barometer for, I think, the part of the season we're in. Unfortunately or fortunately, we haven't played some teams with winning records. So we are 5-0, but realistically, you know, who have we beat? And I think that's where next week we're really going to find out, you know, where we're at in the league, how good we're going to be on the road at Vassar. And I truly believe Vassar is a team to beat in our league. And then, you know, Reese is right there. And when Lakers get their players back, they'll be a much better team too. So schedule next week is definitely going to turn harder, and we'll find out a lot about what we're doing and if we're on the right track.
First 3 minutes of the ball game is so important, and you came out like a buzzsaw. I mean, the entire first half, 2 for 28 for Lakers, 7%. Your kids just came after them.
Yeah, and I thought initially we took some perimeter stuff away from them, but you know, the Wisner kid got in the lane, and I thought they missed some shots probably they normally would make. So sometimes you look at percentages and say, you know, sometimes you just make shots they normally should make, and so the percentages are a little misleading. I didn't like their dribble drive in the first half, and, you know, even in the second half,